I thank God that He has allowed me to preach this book. I hope it has been for your edification and for the glory of God in every way. I look back in my life and look at what chapter that I'm in my life. What chapter you're in your life. Is this the middle chapter of your life? Is this the beginning chapter in your life? Is this the last chapter in your life? We all look and we're thankful to God for every day that we live. I think we should be. I think we need to be thankful for God that He's given us the circumstances to witness to Him as we have and where we are. And as we look at this chapter, the last chapter of the book of Acts, we'll look at our lives and the chapter that we are living in today. And what should we do? Paul was ending his life in this chapter with great glory and honor in his life. And may we look to God to help us do the same thing. I'm going to be reading to you from the Amplified Bible in the beginning. We'll go all the way down through the chapter, and we'll go back at it and look at it from the original language that the Bible was written. And they answered him, "We have not received any letters about you from Judea. None of the Jewish brethren coming here have reported or spoken anything evil against you." Now, Paul has called the Jewish leaders, the head leaders of in the city of Rome. You have to realize that now, one time the Jews were completely expelled from Rome because of the Christian controversy there, how they were beating up Christians. And they were expelled. We know that some of Paul's disciples were expelled because they were Jewish. And now Paul is trying to explain to these people what he's all about. Why am I here? Why am I under arrest? In verse number 20, it says, "And this is the reason, therefore, why I have begged to see you and to talk with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel, the Messiah, that I am bound with these chains." Now, in the original language, it doesn't say I'm bound with the chain. I'm encircling the chains, is what he says. I'm around the chains. The chains aren't around me. Because of the chains, Paul was brought to Rome to witness these people and to write these prison letters. As we started the book of Philippians, the letter was written from Rome. Paul's ministry was not through. The chapter of his ministry was not finished, even though he had a death sentence over his head and it would be carried out. And they answered him, "We have not received any letters about you from Judea, nor of the Jewish brethren coming here have reported or spoken anything evil about you, anything pernicious, anything horrible, poneria. But we think it fitting, and we are eager to hear from you what it is that you have in mind and to believe and what your opinion is, for we regard to this a sect. It is known to all of us that it is everywhere denounced." Christianity is denounced everywhere. So when they had set a day with him, they came in a large number to his lodging. A large number. And he had fully set forth and explained the matter to them from morning until night, testifying to the kingdom of God and to trying to persuade them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. He's preaching from the Old Testament because we don't have the New Testament yet. He's preaching from the Old Testament because we don't have the New Testament yet. And some were convinced and believed what he said, and others did not believe. And as they disagreed among themselves, they began to leave. But not before Paul had added one statement more. The Holy Spirit was right in saying through Isaiah the prophet to your forefathers, "Go to this people and say to them, you will indeed hear and hear with your ears, but you will not understand. You will not put it together in your mind. Your ears are going to be hearing the word, but you will not accept what you hear. And you will indeed look, and look with your eyes, but you will not see and not perceive and have knowledge or become acquainted with what you look at all. For the heart, the understanding, the soul of this people has grown dull, stupid, hardened, callous. And their ears are heavy and hard of hearing. And they shut tight their eyes so that they may not see and perceive and have knowledge and become acquainted with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their souls or their heart and turn to me to be converted, that I may heal them. So let it be recognized and understood by you then that this message of the salvation of God has been sent to you Gentiles, and they will listen to it. Psalm 67 and verse 2. Now verse 29 is not in the original language. I will read it, but it's in italics. I want you to understand it's not there. And when they had said these things, the Jews went away arguing, disputing among themselves. Now, that's not in the original language. Somebody added that later. And after this, Paul lived there for 2 entire years at his own expense and in his own rented lodging. And he welcomed all who came to him, preaching to them the kingdom of God and teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and quite openly and without being molested or hindered. Amen, so be it. Now let's go back and look at this from the original language. Hoi de prosauton. Epen. Hemes. Ute. Grammata. Heri. Su. Edexa metha. Apo. Tes judeos. Ute. Paragenomenos, tis ton adelphon, apangalein, e, elasin, ti, peri, si, poneron. More of the ones right in his face said to him, we neither letters, official documents about you, we have received from Judea, nor having arrived anyone out of the brethren, not one single one has told or spoken with human language anything concerning evil poneron of you. That's a high word for evil, by the way, poneron. That's the word for prostitution. Is the word for homosexuality. It is the word for everything sexual, evil, and twisted. Axiomen. De. Para. Si. Akusai. Ha. Phones. Peri. Men. Gar. Tes. Haresios. Tautes, Noston, Himon, Eston, Hoti, Pontoxu, Antilegete. Moreover, we think from you to hear what things that you think. That word there, phronēs, that comes from frame. That means what things that you have in your mind, what frame of mind that you have about this, concerning, indeed, for this heresy, heresios. We got a word heresy from that. For this word, this means to this sect, this group, this what we might call a cult. And it says this, and it is known to us that everywhere it is spoken against. Remember, Claudius expelled the Jews due to the to the disturbance that they had after the Christians. Verse number 23 now. Toxomenoi. De Alto. Himeron. Elthon. Pros. Alton. Ace Tain Zenion. Pleones. Hois. Exetistema. Dia Martiru Minos. Tain. Basileon. Tu Theu. Pathon. Te. Autos. Carry. Tu. Esu. Apo. Te tu nomu. Moseos. Kai. Ton. Prophetaon. Apo. Proi. Eos. Hesperos. And having having arranged or having for himself continued on all day, they came to him in his own lodging. More and more people, pleones, more and more people to whom he kept on setting forth, solemnly witnessing, earnestly witnessing. That's dia martyro minos. That means thoroughly witnessing. It comes from dia and martyrio, or martyrio mai, and it means to completely tell them everything, every detail. Now, Paul was going to tell them every detail from the Old Testament about Jesus the Messiah. Where could he go in the Old Testament where that he'd tell them about Jesus the Messiah? Nearly in every book. Isaiah 53, Psalm 22, Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis, the second chapter, where he talks about Jehovah, God. Jehovah means he shall become. John 1, 14, Kaiho Logos Sarxagenito, and the Word became flesh. The Jehovah became flesh, and we beheld God, the God of the only begotten God, full of grace and truth. Solemn witnessing earnestly the kingdom of God, the kingdom belonging to God. They at one time, Israel at one time, were the administrators of God's kingdom, but God was turning away from them because they were turning away from God. God treats you as you treat Him. Simple as that. You turn away from God, God turns away from you. That's what it says. I will turn away from them, he said. Trying to persuade, persuading, nominate singular master, present participle, act that word python. That's continuously trying to persuade both them concerning the Jesus from both the law of Moses, tu nomu Moseos. Moses means to rescue. Paul had come here to Rome to rescue these Jewish people from their religion. And the prophets, the prophetain, from morning until evening. Paul did not tire, did he? He preached one night, all night long, and a boy fell out of a second-story building and died, killed himself, and then Paul raised him from the dead. Verse number 24 now. Kai hoi men. E pathonto. Tois. Legomenois. Hoi. De. Epistun. And some of the ones, indeed, they kept on being persuaded by the things that being said. They kept on being persuaded. Look at that word there. E pathonto. That third person plural imperfect indicative middle. Their volition, their heart accepted Jesus Christ.
They were persuaded. And once they were persuaded, they kept on being persuaded.
About the things being said. But, weak adversative conjunctive particle, that word they, that's on page 85 in the analytical lexicon. The ones, and here we have hoi. And this here is nominative plural masculine, definite article. But they kept on not believing. Some kept on not believing. They wouldn't believe. Third person plural, imperfect indicative active. They did not want to believe. The kingdom was rejected for the third time and final time. They rejected the kingdom. They rejected Jesus. Rejected Jesus being preached. Paul had preached and Peter had preached. And Jesus had preached. And they kept on rejecting the words of God. Acts 2 and 3, Peter preached. Some rejected and some believed. Here, Paul is preached. The final judgment of Israel is proclaimed. In 28, 25, 31, the final judgment of Israel, they would not believe. What chapter in their life was that? The chapter in the Jewish life and the history of the world would be a life of what? Turmoil. A chapter in history of turmoil, of rejection of God, and then God rejecting them, and them going all over the world and being persecuted wherever they went. Paul turns to the Gentiles now. A new chapter in the economy of God. A new chapter in the history of the Gentiles, and a new chapter in the history of the Jews, and the final chapter of Paul's life. As sim phonoi, de ontos tros allelos, apelonton, apontos, tu polon, rema, hien hote, kalos, to numa, to hagiu, eleison, dia isiu, tu, prophetu, pros, tus, pateras, himo. There kept on being a disagreement toward one another. They kept on being dismissed. Some kept on leaving. And Paul kept having said to them, the rhema, that word rhema is the edicts, it means a statement. This statement in the Old Testament well predicted you and what you do this day. Well predicted the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when he spoke through Isaiah the prophet toward the ones, the fathers of you. He told them, had Israel had a history, what we call a motor operation, modus operandi, they had a history of rejecting the Word of God. And God would beat them up real good, or use somebody to beat them up real good, and then he comes squalling and bawling and crying, back to God. And now he says, your God is turning away from you. He's rejecting you. Over here, when we see this in the church age, we see the dispersion of Israel, Ezekiel 36, 16 through 19. And at the end of the church age, we see the regathering of Israel when they finally listen. Oh, bam, bam, bam. Boom, bam, bam. I don't want to go around that mountain. I won't go around that mountain again. Bam, bam, bam. The world beats them up real good. We had the Holocaust, didn't we? We had a whole lot more than that all the way down where they were scattered all over the Roman world as slaves. Here and there and everywhere. Verse number 26 now. Legon, peruthete, proston, laon, tuton, kai epon, aku e, aku sete, kai, u me, sine te, kai bleponte, blepsete, kai, u me idete. Now Paul is quoting Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah 6 and 9, saying, you go to the people, to go to this people, and you say, hearing, you shall hear, but, and I hear we look at Kai here should be but, no not. We have an adverb of negation, u, or uk. It's shortened here. U, adverb of negation, page 294, and then a particle of negation. No, not. May is page 268, analytical Greek lexicon. No, not. Adverb is an actively saying no. It's like noly, notly. Ye shall understand. And seeing, you shall look. But, again, kai is but there. That's a strong adversative conjunction, not a conjunction like and, but here is but. But know not, again, an adverb of negation and a particle of negation. You may see and understand. And the word second person, plural second, aorist, subjunctive, active, salvation is of personal choice, isn't it? There's volition in you. Subjunctive mode. Two times subjunctive. Not you shall understand, and by your own volition not you shall see. Verse number 27. Epox ine. Gar he cardia. Tu lao. Tutu. Kai. Tois. Usen. Barrios. Akuson, Kai, Tus, Ophthalmos, Auton, Ekam, Mison, Mepote, Idosen, Tois, Ophthalmos, Kai, Tois, Usen, Akusensen, Kai, Te, Cardia, Sin Osen, Kai, Epistrepsosen, Kai, Iasomai, Altois. And it says here, they may see, subjunctive mode again, they may, volition. They may see, lest at any time they may see with their eyes and with their ears, but in the heart, with the ears ye may hear, but in the heart, they may not understand. Subjunctive mode again. Seen him me. They won't be able to put it together in their heart. And they may turn, third person plural, first aorist, subjunctive active, and he samai, and they, and I shall cure them. I shall hear them. Now, he says, they won't hear, and they won't see, and they won't change their hearts, and they won't turn to me, that I may heal their hardness of their hearts, that I may heal them. And all of this is in subjunctive mode. And then I may heal them as first person singular, future indicative middle voice. God wants to save you. God wanted to save them. But they did not want to hear. As simple as that. Now let's go back and read this in the Greek here. Like I said, some of these verses are not there. Verse, especially verse number 29.
Noston. Un esto. Himen. Hoti. Tois ethnusen. Apelstale. Tuto. To. Soterion. Tu theu. Autoi. Kai. Akuson toi. Let it be known. This is imperative there. Esto. Let it be known. Therefore, to you that the nations, the dogs, the Gentiles, he was sent, this one, the salvation of God, to the Gentiles, to the dogs. Salvation has gone to the dogs, the Gentiles, the ones that the Jews called the dogs of society. Everybody but Gentiles, that's who an ethnos is, or a Gentile. That salvation is going to belong to the Jew, not to the Jews now, but to the Gentiles. Because they shall hear. The Gentiles will hear the word of God, and they will be willing to hear God's rules and instructions in the New Testament. Hey, kind idea, thank you. Verse number 30 now. There just isn't the verse number 29 there in the original language. Ene menen. De. Dietion. Holen. Ein idio. Misomate. Kai. Apodexete. Pontos. Tus. Es poru omenus. Pros auton. And moreover, he remained there two whole entire years in his very own higher department and room. And they kept on welcoming. They kept on welcoming. Look at that word. Apodexete. They kept on reaching out and grabbing a hold of. Third person singular, imperfect, indicative, middle voice. For themselves. Middle voice, again, is volition, isn't it? There's a volition all over the place. Pontos. And all the ones coming in to him. All the ones who kept on coming into them, middle voice for themselves by their own volition again. God knows the beginning from the end. God wrote down your name in the Lamb's Book of Life before He ever created the world, but He knew what you would do in your volition, in your own heart. And here again, it's over and over stating that fact, isn't it? God does not create damned people. He didn't create anything that was worthless, damned, and corrupt. Satan was not created corrupt. He became corrupt. He became Satan. He was Lucifer, the light carrier before. And mankind, God created man in a perfect condition, and man chose to sin. And some men chose to continuously reject God in this age and this time, in this chapter of their lives. Caruson, Hain, Basileon, Tuthiu, Kai, Didoscon, Ta, Peri, Tu, Kyrio, Esu, Christu. Meta, Pases, Paresios, Akulitos. Preaching constantly. Caruson, that in his present participle active, nominative singular masculine, Paul keeps on preaching the kingdom belonging to God. And he keeps on teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all parousios, with all boldness, with all freedom of speech. He knew the story. He knew what it was to reject the story. And he knew what it was to receive the story. Unhindered in every way. Paul was not hindered. That word akulut. Lutos there. He was not hindered. Unhinderedly.
Paul preached the word of God. That's the end of the last chapter of the book of Acts. But it's not the end of our chapters in our lives yet.
No.
It is not the end of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ until he calls his church up there in the rapture. And then he will turn again to the Jews. And they will be beaten into subjection. And they will cry out unto him and say, "Blessed and holy is he that came in the name of the Lord." And God will heal them because their hearts have changed. Our Father, we send this message out and thank you for allowing me to preach your word and finish one more book. Father, please use it. Touch hearts all over the world with it. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.